The city of Milwaukee is getting ready to host the Republican National Convention in 2024. That decision was made official earlier this month. That's after the 2020 Democratic Convention in Milwaukee was dramatically dialed back because of the pandemic. Local officials and business leaders are celebrating the potential economic impact for the city. A coalition of activist groups has criticized the news, saying the benefits aren't likely to help Milwaukee's most underserved communities. Cavalier Johnson is the mayor of Milwaukee. Mayor Johnson, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What were some of the things you think pushed Milwaukee over the top to bring the RNC in?
A couple of things. One is the bipartisan nature in which I approached landing the convention. Our partners, not just in the host committee, but in the business community, as well as the fact that Milwaukee's got a turnkey operation. We just won the Democratic National Convention for 2020, and although the convention did not play out as all of us would have hoped, I think that the Republican National Committee saw the value, not just in Milwaukee being selected by the DNC, but also the investments and the like that we had in place for that convention.
What work needs to be done now, between now and that convention in 2024?
So we'll be working with our partners in a whole host of different levels. I mean, obviously there's additional dollars that have to continue to be raised. The police department will be working with our partners in other levels of government. Other police departments are federal partners as well, including with the United States Secret Service. The host committee will be working with businesses, working to make sure that folks in our city have the opportunity to bid on, participate in the contracting opportunities with the RNC as well. So there's a lot of work that has to happen between now and when the convention takes place in our city in 2024.
What do you see as the potential economic benefit for Milwaukee?
I see the economic benefits as huge, not just for the convention, but for other large-scale events that will come after the convention is done. When the convention comes here, there's going to be millions and millions of dollars that are spent right here in our local economy, in our hotels, in our bars, in our restaurants, for the people who work in those facilities as well. Think about the busboys. Think about the maids and hotels. All those folks are going to see an interest in this. They're going to get some reward from the convention being in place here in Milwaukee. And then after it's over, because Milwaukee would be on the map for hosting a large-scale national political convention, the eyes of the country and the world be on the city, it'll open up the opportunity for us to attract some of those things that I mentioned before, whether it's the NBA All-Star Game, the MLB All-Star Game, the CrossFit Games, bringing back things like the U.S. Triathlon, things like that. WWE SummerSlam that I mentioned when we were in Chicago accepting this. We want to see all those sort of things take place here in the city, put Milwaukee on the map to attract those things and to have additional dollars spent on tourism and conventions here in the city.
Talking to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson about the Republican National Committee coming to Milwaukee for the big convention in 2024. Mayor Johnson, one critique from some local organizations, Marquette University political scientist Phil Rocco as well, saying, hey, yeah, there's a lot of money going to change hands here. A lot of it will end up either going into, the state coffers via sales taxes or, hotel chains and things like that. Doesn't necessarily stay in Milwaukee, doesn't necessarily go where it's needed the most. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, we have a number of hoteliers who are based here in Milwaukee and don't have interests outside of the city or outside of the state. When you think about the Marcus Hotels and Resorts, they're based right here in Milwaukee. You've got other hoteliers who are present and on the ground and have operations right downtown in the epicenter of where the events are going to take place. Obviously, those folks who work in the food and beverage industry here in our city, they are based here and they will see the benefit. Their employees will also see the benefit directly without, having to worry about some out-of-state firm that's involved here as well. So I think that a lot of folks, a lot of businesses, a lot of people who work for those businesses right here in the city will see a tremendous benefit from having the convention here in our town.
Now, Nashville, Tennessee was one of the finalists, ended up dropping out of the race. The state of Tennessee had offered, I think, $25 million or so in state tourism grants to help sweeten the deal here. We don't really have anything like that in Wisconsin, do we? Would you like to have seen more support from the state government?
No, there isn't something like that present in Milwaukee or in Wisconsin. It's going to be on the Republican National Committee's host committee, the local host committee, to raise those sort of funds. I believe that perhaps was the play from the state of Tennessee to help with the local host committee's fundraising efforts. My understanding is that, you know, the host committee here is primed and ready to host the convention and will do whatever they need to in order to raise the requisite amount of dollars. So I'll leave that to the host committee to do. I think that we've done our part here, but in terms of additional aids from the state, yeah, of course, in the city of Milwaukee, and not just here, but communities throughout the state, we need additional support generally from the state of Wisconsin.
Some of the groups already planning protests are making a partisan distinction here, saying, hey, Republicans, as they see it, don't serve the needs of the people of Milwaukee very well. How would you encourage people to cross the aisle there and have an open mind?
Well, a couple of things. Look, I think it's well documented that I'm not a Republican myself. I'm a Democrat. I'm proud to be a Democrat as well. And just because we play host to the Republican National Convention does not mean that anybody is signing up for the platform of the Republican Party. I certainly am not. But that doesn't mean that we can't be cordial or be welcoming or engage in a conversation with folks that we happen to disagree with. And for those folks that do have, you know, disagreements with the Republican Party or some of its candidates, look, with the fact that the convention is here in Milwaukee or will be here in Milwaukee, you'll have the largest microphone in the entire country to voice those to voice that opposition to the Republican Party and its platform. So that's a benefit for those folks who don't like the Republican platform, is that if they're based here in Milwaukee, they've got the opportunity to use their platform here to talk about that.
Now, the Democratic National Convention, again, was scheduled last time around for Milwaukee. Didn't end up happening as planned because of the pandemic. Do you plan on making a push to try to get them back and actually to hold a full-on convention, too? Maybe get a double whammy?
Well, it's unlikely that you'll get two conventions in 1 year from the opposing parties. that's probably not going to happen. However, again, I think that us hosting the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee in 2024 will show the Democrats what they missed out on in 2020 and get their attention for future conventions in the years ahead. So whether you're looking at 2028 or you know, years beyond that, I want for the Democratic National Convention, I want for all these other opportunities as well to take a look at Milwaukee. I'm tired of this city being in Chicago's shadow, being the best-kept secret. Let's be done with that. I certainly am. I want Milwaukee to shine, and having an opportunity to be on the national, the global stage in the center of the political universe, I think is a prime way to do that.
There's been a long-running conflict, I think, between leadership in Milwaukee and the state legislature, led now by Republicans, over, you know, how state funding goes to the city, fairly complicated issues. Are you hoping that this convention coming to town can be an opening for conversations about those issues?
Well, I ran on the need to improve the relationship between the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. And I've been to the Capitol a number of times. I've had the highest ranking leaders in the legislature, both in the Assembly and in the Senate, here in the mayor's office. We've engaged them a number of times since, and we'll continue to do that. So I'm hopeful that the legislature will see that Milwaukee is actually a value added to the state of Wisconsin and will open the opportunity for Milwaukee to be able to increase revenue options, both in terms of revenues that are shared back from the state, a promise that the state government made to local governments way back in 1911 via shared revenue, and put Milwaukee in a position where, you know, we're not the only large city in America that does not have the ability to raise some local revenue outside of the property tax. You know, the benefit of having the RNC here for any Republican, doesn't matter at what level, is, look, you can't say that, you know, Milwaukee is, you know, a bad place or, you know, or any of those lines that we've heard before if we're willing to have and you'll take part in, you know, the Republican National Convention here in our city. And we've heard so many Republicans say this, is that this is a great city, and I totally concur. Now let's act like it, and let's make the investments in this city so we can be a benefit not just to the folks here and the businesses here, but to the rest of the state of Wisconsin as well. That's what I want to see.
Mayor Johnson, thanks again for joining us today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
That's Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson with us today to talk about the Republican National Convention coming to Milwaukee in 2024, how the city's preparing, and the possible economic impact.